It's time for Main Street Magazine on Robin Hood Radio, time where we bring in Thorin Christendotter and we take a look at some of the stories that are in this month's edition of Main Street Magazine. Good morning, Thorin.
Good morning. How are you?
Couldn't be better with this weather.
I know, right?
You know, I had 8 inches of snow in front of my house just 2 days ago, and now it's just scattered snow.
Yeah, it's struggling to leave. It's being persistent this year.
Yeah, well, what's great about this time of year, though, is that the angle of the sun is so strong that even if you get a lot of snow, as long as sun is able to hit it, unless you've got a shady area, it really does go away very quickly. And as long as it doesn't rain, the mud even dries up. So,
right.
So we get two for one. That's the nice thing about that. Well, once again, we've got Main Street Magazine, this month's issue, out on the stands. We look at some of the stories, and the story we're going to look at right now is, and I hear your child in the background there, so we can go to the animal and farm-related books for enjoyment for young and old.
Right. The past couple of months, Susanna Hermans from Oblong has been giving us a couple of recommendations, and to go with this month's theme, which is animal and farming, she gave us some books on the topic, starting with, of course, The Very Hungry Caterpillar and A Day at the Farm for the Very Hungry Caterpillar. And then there's a very, you know, there are six books, and so they're varying topics and subject matters. And so, you know, for those interested in this topic of the, you know, this month's issue, here are a couple of book recommendations.
All right. The next story, and it confused me a little bit because I thought maybe it was a new coffee drink, but it's not. It's a story about Peregrine Falcon.
Yeah, Ian took a little more of an introspective route this month, and he shared his reading of J.A. Baker's The Peregrine and the peregrines in general and these birds of flight, which he also kind of goes with our entrepreneur feature of the month, where we that was titled Birdman. But so it was kind of an interesting combination of the two. But Ian is, you know, as most of our readers know, is very outdoorsy. He's an outdoorsman, avid hiker, biker. I think it was last month rather than the month before he took a night
I was going to say, he's such a hiker, he even hiked at night.
Yeah, and so that was an experience. So he adds in a little literary element to his outdoorsmanship.
Well, you know, here's something about hiking at night. This morning, I mean, I have bears across my property all the time. This morning, I'm driving into work, talking about hiking at night. Mm-hmm. And I'm by Hotchkiss School, and I'm on the road that goes in front of the, in between the golf course on one side and the science building on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And I see what looks like a whole bunch of garbage bags up in the road ahead. I slow down and stop. Well, it is a bunch of garbage bags along with three bears.
Oh, my gosh.
And they were all sitting there. Each had their own bag. And they could care less that I was stopped about 10 feet from them. Then I looked, and they weren't really big bears. So I said to myself, I was going to take a picture, but I said to myself, they don't look big. And if they're not big, that means the mama's around. And I don't want to upset the mama, so I said, I'll get a picture another time. But anyways, yeah, so the bears are definitely out and about. So, Ian, don't hike for a while in the evening around here.
Yeah.
He's exactly. Actually thin enough where the bears aren't going to – they'd much rather – for me, they'd come after me, but for him, they'd much rather a bag of garbage. There's no doubt about it because he's so thin. But anyways, that's my connection to Ian this morning with the darkness. Now, you've got a great story. Meet Patricia Powers, artist.
Yes, Dominique interviewed her and had a wonderful experience talking with her about her life and artistry and how it is she got into equine art and her paintings, as you can see in some of the pictures that we tried to have take forefront with the four pictures that we chose, are quite amazing. They're unique angles, and I, as an equestrian myself, can tell you, and as an artist myself, and I've many times tried to draw and paint horses. It's harder than drawing people. Horses are so unique, and there's so many. You get one angle wrong, and it's the whole horse's conformation is off. So just from that, I can tell you that, you know, Patricia has definitely got not just the eye, but definitely a connection. And her paintings, you know, show that they're beautiful.
All right. Before we go on to the next story, I want to insert this in here simply because I think it was a great event, and they went on even at the snowstorm, and that was the big fundraiser for Ukraine, which was held at the Rhee Institute this past weekend. They forged ahead, and they went on with it even with the snow. But the people that are putting all these fundraisers together, you realize that they have raised over $20,000 already and sent it to the three charities in Ukraine. And when they send the money in, by the way, it turns around within 3 days. So I have on the on-demand page, I have links to the story, the interview I did with them. But it has links to the nonprofits where people could still donate. But so almost every business, it seems, in the Millerton area donated to this thing.
Yeah,
it's what we live in a great community. I just wanted to put that in here while I was talking to you, seeing as you're a Main Street magazine and you're based right there in Millerton, New York. And one of the guys and businesses that donated was Robert from Le Gamin. And you've got a great story, "The Simple Joys" by C.B. Wismore. And I've got it's a nice picture of some frites there with it.
Who doesn't love some frites, right?
Yeah.
But CB, you know, took his artistry approach to writing and did a wonderful profile on Robert and his son, primarily focusing on Robert, though, and his voyage to Sharon and Le Gamin there, and about the food and their approach and his son's role and the part of the community that they play. And definitely talk about the food, you know, the farm to table and how they even grow some of their own vegetables and whatnot.
Well, yeah, they bought that place right up the road from there. And you know, he has had successful restaurants in the past. And I know when he first opened up, people were wondering, well, you know what? It's been a huge success. I haven't heard one bad review from Le Gamin from anybody.
That says a lot.
Yeah, and that does say a lot. And, you know, they opened up. They were open 7 days a week. They found out their hours. They're there. The food is absolutely superb. And you know what? For that type of food, if you were to travel to New York City and get that type of food, you'd be paying double and triple the price.
Oh, for sure.
So,
and it's right in the heart of Sharon.
Yeah, and it's right in the heart of Sharon. And it goes on. I guess what I'm saying is, and this is the great thing about Main Street Magazine and about local journalism, we feature local businesses, and our local businesses not only supply the goods that we can purchase, but you know they never say no when you ask them to help out.
No, they don't. And the Ukrainian fundraiser is a great example of that.
He was talking about he walked down the street, and every shop he walked into cold, he got something from. Every single shop, which shows how great the community is. So now we look at this issue, and you're obviously already working on putting the next issue, even though it's only the middle of the month, together. What's the next month going to be?
Our April issue over the last couple of years has been our environmental issue, or not to the environment, with Earth Day being around that third week in January, April. So we are working on that right now, and par for the course, I'm a little behind, but we are closing out our advertising in the next couple of days, and I hope to start sending editorial. I think I'm being optimistic Friday, but possibly Monday or Tuesday. And so, you know, those will be out. Well, March is a long month, so it'll be out probably towards the very end of March, first day, you know, April Fool's, perhaps.
You know, and it's funny, you talk about the environment and Earth Day. The big story in Copec, of course, the solar farm, which and you, the previous big story was the natural gas fired power plant, which was built just to the south down in Dover. And to people around here, they really have turned, normal people have turned into activists to try to protect the environment around here.
Yeah, and you know, anywhere you look, you can see measures that are being taken, you know, communities that have turned into climate smart communities like Millerton. And, you know, what is it, in Great Barrington, you know, there's no plastic. And I think they're trying to do that in some of our other communities here in New York and Connecticut as well.
That's amazing. It's an amazing community we live in. Well, Main Street Magazine is available on your newsstands for free, and their companion, mainstreetmag.com, on the web. Thorin, have a great week, and we'll speak to you next week.
Sounds good. And I just want to add that today is Main Street's 9th birthday, so watch for social media to see your birthday cake.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you very much. And I just remember that because I remember what date it was. I never know what date it is.
Well, happy birthday to Main Street Magazine.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. Thorin Christian Dotter, Main Street Magazine, here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.